Live from Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, the Total Education Show, the talk shop for teachers, parents, and administrators. Here's your host of the show, Neil Haley, the Total Tutor.
We're back to the Total Education Show on the Total Education Network. Again, remember my website, TotalTutor.net, for more information. Well, I always have a blast talking to Jared. It's just an enjoyable experience through and through in so many ways. And I'm really excited to announce some big things. We're almost at the 3-year anniversary of radio, where we started at WRCT 88.3, and I'm looking to do a really special show next week where Jarrett will still be up during the day, where I'm going to kind of bring in a lot of the former looks, invite them back for a couple segments to kind of talk to them about education and where they think education's changed since the days when we started the show. So I'm going to really be working on that very, very soon. But the big news is that Education World ranked us as one of the world's best education podcasts. I didn't even know about it. I Google searched it. What a great honor. And then I reached out to Education World, and they're going to come on for a monthly segment. I think finally we're going to have educators finding a place in the home is the Total Education Network. So, Jared, how are you?
I'm very good, and that doesn't surprise me at all. We knew that our show was making an impact with families, educators, just all the people that are interested in better parenting, different parenting, different ways to educate your child. So, you know, I'm not surprised by this, and I can't wait for our third anniversary show. Certainly, so many things have changed in so many areas, and our show has evolved, as some of our politicians like to say, and I'm looking forward to all those great changes.
Well, absolutely, and I think it's such a cool thing when these things happen because you get to see the growth. You get to see this absolute tremendous experience, and I really believe it's so important to have these great experiences. So really, really cool thing. So, okay, Jared, what's our topic for today?
Well, you know, let's look at a topic. I've been giving this some thought. Let's look at a topic that kind of defined us as a radio show going back 3 years ago, and that is what we provide for families. You know, what it takes to be your child's best educator, not necessarily your best friend, but you know what parents can do to be that important educator within their family and their children's lives.
Exactly. And I think, Jared, we really can look back at those days, especially when we were having Total Tutor Tidbits and different things that I was trying the first show to where we were going, and we would provide tips and answer questions of letters. That's why I'm so glad we have Q&A now at a show. And you and I were on BTR fooling around at the wee hours in the morning and trying to go live and having no idea with our telephones in hand and not the professional studio that we have today. So, yeah, tell us how parents can be the best educator for their children.
Well, one of the first ways they can do that is really be a part of their child's lives. That is to know their child, know what they like, what their interests are, what is challenging for them, what their strengths are. That's one of the best ways to really connect with your child and then be able to be a part of your child's education.
Well, absolutely. I think that's so important, is to really have an interest to understand what's going on with your child, because you can't help them if they don't know what they're doing and what's going on with them.
That's exactly right. You don't need to be a teacher to educate your child. You simply need to be a part of your child's life. And that's really one of the primary ways that I would say that parents can really connect and teach their children. Recognizing, of course, that your child is most likely going to resist you being their best teacher, especially once they enter school and they already have a teacher in the classroom. That person will really become the the go-to person that your child will go to, but still really it's up to the parent. So we're always about advice and what we can do. We've mentioned now, know your child's strengths, know your child's interests, know what is challenging for them, you know, or as best as you can. You can't know everything about your child, but certainly, you know, being there is a good way to get a good start with your child. Next would be to really kind of, you know, if your child's in school, you want to be on top of what their assignments are, not because you're going to be going home and teaching your child, but you'll be familiar with it and you'll have a chance to really kind of sit down, take a look at what your child's doing and be a part of their lives again. If your child is in under the school age, tons of ways to do this. You can teach your child just through activities, through play, and daily routines.
Absolutely. And I think that's the key. You need to know what your child's doing, what's going on with them, understand their assignments, and then through that daily routine, the daily grind of every day. I think that what makes a successful child in school is when they get home. As we've talked about in the show a thousand times, where are they sitting? How are they prepared? Were they able to have a snack before they started homework? Do they get assistance from their parents, or their parents just say, do whatever you want? Are they there to encourage or discourage? These things really make or break a student.
Well, and I think what you really touched upon, Neil, was exactly right. You know, when my son comes home from school, we are starting his homework immediately. We don't really give him a chance to move on to something else, where he knows the routine. Does he resist that? Yeah, he does. And there's no question that our little guy challenges on this, but you know, it's something that we really try to stay together with, my wife and I, and like we've also, what you just mentioned is patience. So, you know, again, it's one of the first things you can do. But establishing that can even go beyond that and starts really early on. So you can do that through your daily routines. This is how you become your child's best teacher, through daily routines. So when your child is first learning how to eat, you're going to be presenting them with that second spoon while you're feeding them, giving them that chance to do that. Even before that, you may actually have your child feed by sucking off the food from their fingers. So, again, that's being a part of your child's life, not leaving it up to somebody else and not just saying, well, it'll take care of itself.
Oh, absolutely. And that's the key. Involvement, patience. What else?
What else? You know, again, let's take a look. Let's just throw out an age there. You know, you have a child who is, one of my most fun things as a parent to do with my child, and that was helping him learn to ride his bike. So here you are, your child's teacher. You're out there in the yard with them. You're helping them learn how to balance, whether you've used training wheels, not used training wheels, and you're right there. What can you really do a whole lot to teach your child to ride their bike? Not too much. You just need to be there to help them up when they fall, and you just need to be there. This is where you encourage them. You know, when they're ready to quit, you're out there encouraging them and you know, helping them move on, keeping the motivation going.
A lot of it has to do with education as well. A successful parent is best educator needs to really read up and listen to and find any resource out there for help.
Well, and perfect reason why our show exists and why we're working on our total education cookbook. You know, those things are there. We like to think that parenting comes naturally, and you know, for some of us it does, and for maybe all of us, there's a portion of it that does come naturally, but it doesn't necessarily mean it's the best way to do it. Science has certainly shown us that there's many different approaches to parenting a child, educating a child, and maybe all of them have a place to do that. But so many times as parents and even as teachers, we fall back on parenting the way we were parented. And again, that doesn't mean it was necessarily wrong or bad, but there are a lot of other ways to do it.
Oh, absolutely, Jared. And I think that once you're able to come up with a plan of action, you're able to educate yourself and find out what's going on, you're going to have the best opportunities. But as we talked about before, parenting is such a challenging job because every child is different. And so if you're looking at educating your child in the home, if you have multiple children, they are going to be completely different in so many ways. So it takes that patience, it takes that motivation, and it takes the ability to always know that they can do better and to try again. Because it might one thing might work with one child, it's definitely not going to work with that other.
Well, Neil, you know that about all the different ways that all the ways that children can be different much more than I do with the number of children you have in your family, so you experience it on a daily basis. And certainly I've met your children, and I see it too, how different they all are.
Oh, absolutely. The four now, and I don't know how Max is going to be once he starts running. Look out, or walking. Look out, our house will be a nut house. And you're saying, poor Jennifer, please don't have any more children, Jennifer. It's going to be craziness. But
I think I did tell her that maybe 2 kids ago. So she's not really listening to what I have to say.
Well, we need an email. Should Neil Haley, the Total Tutor, have his 5th child? Email me, nhaleytotaltutor.org. How many kids should I have? Come on now. We can open this up to our audience. You know, you can go follow me on Twitter, Total Tutor, and you can tell me how many children should we have. So I think the greatest thing about this, and we were talking about the best child, the best educator, is the fact that once you are in control of your child's education, that you know that you are the one that's going to make a difference, your child's so much more confident going to school.
Yeah, and that's really part of the battle that parents worry about and parents face sometimes every day, sometimes, you know, once a week. But you do, you send your child off to school and you want them to be confident. You want them to know that they are competent and they can succeed. And I can remember the day that we sent my son off to kindergarten. You know, Neil, I was fairly convinced he'd probably have to do kindergarten 2 times.
I remember.
But it was really about just providing him with support, patience, and helping him through those really challenging times.
Well, absolutely, Jared. Now, I'm excited about the book. Don't worry. I think that we have gone through a media blitz in so many ways before even the book has come out. I mean, to be teamed up with organizations like Carson DeLosa, now like Education World, being recognized by celebrities, being recognized by educators. This is the place, interviewing politicians. I just can imagine what this 4th year in education talk is going to be like. We are the cornerstone. We are really the only one of the education talk shows that tackles the hard issues. And we don't allow politics to get in the way. We allow a true voice for everyone involved. So I really appreciate you being one of the first on the Total Education Network, Total Education Hour. And we've expanded so much more. And I'm looking forward to 2013. So thanks again for calling, Jarrett. And we'll talk next week.
All right. Thanks, Neil.
All right. Take care. All right. You're listening to the Total Education Show on the Total Education Network. And we'll be back in just a moment. Hi, everyone, and welcome to the Total Education Show. I'm the host of the show, Neil Haley. Go to my website, TotalTutor.net, to find out more information on the Total Education Network. We're now syndicated on 91-plus stations. Go to the website. Check it out. Also, the Berthier College Tutoring Consulting Company. Well, this segment, it looks like it's going to be all me. And probably I would have been shaking in my boots 3 years ago that I would have to talk for 13 or 14 minutes on my own. But I thought, let's talk about, I guess, the anniversary on the show and ultimately what this education show has been able to do in 3 years. And a history lesson for my audience out there that, again, they have to go to the website and they can listen to the great education talk every day on the network. And especially with the new syndication, people might be interested in seeing, well, who is Neil Haley and what am I all about? Well, the story of the education show is quite interesting, the way I came up with the show. And I was sitting down with one of my tutors, and one of my tutors said, hey, you should think about doing your own radio show. And I said, well, what do you mean? Well, he first was trying to promote me. It was a college radio station that where I started, WRCT, and it'll be 3 years. He said, well, you could do maybe a PSA or something. And I said, oh, really? Oh, that sounds interesting. Really? Oh, but what about a talk show? Do they allow people from outside the university to do the talk show? Oh, yeah. So I sent a pilot in, and my wife and I went out there and did the radio show. Well, when I was doing it before, it was just like all about a promotional thing. I'm going to just brand Total Tutor, my tutoring and consulting company. I didn't really care about reaching people. I wasn't thinking of where I'm at today, where I'm talking to so many people. We are over 1 million listeners a week. It's a fantastic thing. And if you would have told me that when I started, that I would have this large of an audience all over the world, I would have thought you're crazy. No way. There's no possible way this is going to happen. Well, it has happened. But at that point in time, we were doing a bunch of different things. We were putting together a show. My wife and I had a script a mile long, and we just talked and talked. And when I listened to that first show, and I went over and over again, I said, I don't like what I'm reading from a script. But when my wife and I started talking and answering questions that were from parents that I found from a site, or we were talking when I interviewed her, I said to myself, and I got to bring back that show. I got to go back in the archives and oldie but goodie, and maybe even put that as a segment for the anniversary show. I said to myself, wow, this is interesting. When I am truly being me, myself, we have a great conversation. I really believe my wife would decide to come back on as a co-host. When she started at the beginning, we would even be larger because she has the radio voice of radio voices. She's fantastic. She's talented. She's unbelievable. But yet, with our four children now, this is not the place or time. She's just been in the background in ways. But what I did is I listened and I said, this is cool. Then after about 6 to 7 shows and the feedback I got from my friends and family, I said to myself, you know what? This is more than I thought. No one's doing what I'm doing. No one's reading the news, because all the Total Education Hour was at the beginning is what now 7.5 hours of my programming is. We talked news. We read articles. We debated certain topics. We discussed certain things. We provided tips for families. We did the 9 yards of what the show – half of the network's about. And I thought, this is cool. I'm going to try to do this. And I talked to one friend one time of mine, and he said to me, you know what, Neil, you should consider, if you're going to do this show, you better do the show that you want to have the number one education talk show in the world. You want to be syndicated everywhere. And I looked at him like, he's crazy. That's never going to happen. No way, no how. So we had that conversation, but then I really took the professionalism of this radio show. And I tell to broadcasters all the time about this. But we started out on 88.3 WRCT in Pittsburgh, and we still are. That's our flagship home for one of the major shows that's syndicated. And we provided such – it was called a hodgepodge. Going live for so long really helps you. And then when you record now in this environment, it makes it a much different situation. So we would do the show every week. And it was starting out just with a couple of my guests, and I would research 7 or 8 news topics, which is what the Total Education News Show is about now, and we would discuss them. And my guests were my friends, meaning they were – and I want to bring them back for the anniversary show because it would be just so cool to talk about the stories of where we were at that time. But we had such great conversation and so many topics that, guess what, you can't find on the front page of the newspaper. And it led to my just itch for radio, a tremendous itch, and saying, I like this. I feel like a natural in this. But yet, if you listened to me 3 years ago, I would be considered a greenhorn. Right now, through the training and the craziness of late night hours, I have changed in so many different ways. It's kind of a kick. It's kind of a kick to crack up about what has happened to me. But what we would do, we would talk these education news and we debate them, and we'd have different thought processes on everything, and we would put our mind and effort into things. I would pull out teachers from my school. It was so much fun. And what happened? One thing that we didn't have is the reliability. I would tell you right now, we have the greatest reliability in that station because they really are backing me 110% for the network, and it's an honor that they absolutely are doing that. And I think it's something that really makes me proud to say, you know what? Kudos to these people. Kudos to what they're doing and how they're doing it. And I'm very proud of where we're at today, thanks to what they do. We were talking off air about things and specific things, but at that time it was very unreliable. And I decided, I found Blog Talk Radio. I said, I'm going to start doing my show in my house. And unbelievably enough, all the programming here is in the Total Education Network studios in the basement of my house. Late nights, during the day, whenever I can do radio, I do radio. It's amazing. But I said, I'm going to do this. And I started out by, you know, coming up with some of the premise of my show. And we started doing certain things, and somehow I started bringing guests onto the show. And then this is when it happened. Wow. Education is really a hot topic. And we were able to do some really unbelievable things. We had roundtable discussions on Blog Talk Radio, and one of the unbelievable roundtable discussions we had, and this was, again, with a phone, not a professional mic, we went after the great education reform debate. I would do it on Friday nights. I would get all these people. I would reach out to all these people. We'd have 14 or 15 people on a call, and we went crazy. And we were excited about 50 live listens. And, man, I remember this, and it was hammered out. And it was one of the most controversial shows, conservatives versus liberals involving education, and we would have a knockout, drag-out debates. And I bring in really interesting guests that would really provide tips or would provide information on their book and things like that. But the show continued to change its environment in so many ways. But always the premise, if you would listen to the show and you would go right into the archive section at my website, TotalTutor.net, you would see a lot of it is about my passion, education. But a lot of it has led to so many great developments from the network. But I think that the ultimate goal and what I'm so proud of, especially if we're going to be talking on this show, is my education tips, is the ability to talk about the news or take a topic and really have a well thought out debate or talk to educational products about how good their services are. Or talk to people who have a passion for education and really want to reach out for people to raise money. And it's gone from there to celebrities, to everything in between. But the major thing about this education talk show is to help families. And I think I really did a great job. I did a stint for a year on terrestrial radio, WWNL 1080, and it was an unbelievable experience to learn how to produce, meaning how to pre-record a show, have great interviews and great topics, and do it. And this is what this half-hour show started out at, 1080 WWNL. And it's now going to be changed. The name's going to be changed. And for my fans out there that will be looking for it, the Total Education Show will no longer be the Total Education Show. It will be Total Tutor Show. The Total Tutor Show will have on one of the stations an hour and a half of programming a week where we'll take two shows and make it one. And all over the other place, you'll see either syndication of the half-hour show or hour show or vice versa. So we will continue to provide tips and all these different things. So in a lot of ways, when I look at this education-wise, I look at the whole goal of this network and the whole goal of this premise. The major thing is I want to help families. I want to provide something. My co-host Jared is one of the most unbelievable guys in the world. He has knowledge beyond belief when it comes to early intervention. Education. When I met the guy the first time, what it was a really, really interesting conversation is that he talked, we were both developmental therapists, and he told me about his experience as a teacher. And the man was the most dedicated teacher I've ever talked to in my entire life. talking about, we were talking about the Civil War and how he taught the Civil War. He spent 16 hours planning it, put all these things together. The kids were motivated. They loved it. I said, this guy is unbelievable. And we created a friendship. But you know what? That friendship almost was broken. But guess what came by? Radio. Radio has helped me reach out to people all over the world in education to really have a source. One of my colleagues, Jason, the public school guy, who was my neighbor, is one of the greatest guys in the world. But we don't agree on anything. We're starting to agree on some stuff. So you guys have to check out the network if you're interested in the tips, if you're interested in news, if you're interested in celebrities. It's all there. I'm so glad I provided this topic. But the ultimate goal of this education talk show is to educate people. We are bombarded by news constantly that isn't giving us any information. It's very interesting. My wife and I were talking tonight, and we're watching Fox News, and Jen says, Benghazi again? Yeah. We are programmed to watch, listen to the same old diatribe every minute of the week. Every day you listen to the radio, you're hearing the same thing. Socialism, communism, conservatism. We're programmed. Well, what we're able to do here at the Total Education Network is give you topics that just really are water cooler topics. Something that you need to talk to your friends and family about and look out for and say, you know what, this is something pretty cool. And that's what makes me so proud to do this show, is to have the opportunity to reach so many people in so many areas. I want you to email me at haley@totalcenter.org. One of the shows I'm most proud of is the Total Education Q&A. And this is something to reach out to families all over the country to tell you, come on now and send out your questions to my website or my email address. And we will provide tips. And Maggie Stevens from The Parent Fix and I have had a blast for the last 4 and 5 months launching this show, which is going to lead to another launch, one that I find very interesting, Authors Corner, where we're going to highlight the greatest authors in the world. Why? Because we forget about authors. We forget about all these different things. So all these great things are coming up in the network. I hope everyone checks all this out. And amazingly enough, and I can't believe this, that, you know what, we're running out of time. And I had a great interview with different people, but by myself, I was able to conversate something that makes me so passionate. The Total Education Network, the talk shop for teachers, parents, and administrators. And I would say also for everyone from birth all the way up to adulthood, we provide the greatest education talk and entertainment in the world. Check it out, all the shows, not just the show you're listening to today. And I hope everyone has a great day. And I guess when we get back, more education talk on the Total Education Show. This is strange. I have no guest. You listen to the Total Education Show on the Total Education Network. And we'll be back in just a moment.